What up, goons? It's your boy Fairytale telling you that you can find and download our new episodes on Apple, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, anywhere you get your audio podcast every week.
And you guys can watch us on YouTube, get us on all social media platforms at Boogered Up Podcast. Make sure you guys subscribe and like and comment and sharing with all your friends. Share it with the goons, baby.
Shut up!
Caution. This podcast contains a whole lot of alcohol, some Benjamins, a little Zin, but worst of all, dudes being dudes. Guys being guys, this is for the goons. Welcome to the Boogered Up Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, to let you know, you're going to be shocked beyond belief. The Boogered Up Podcast is announcing, first person to announce this, there is a solar eclipse happening today. If you did not know, there is a eclipse. The sun is going to be black. The sun is going to be black.
The sun's not going to be black.
What?
That's how that works.
It's going to be something. The moon's going to be in front of the sun. The sun's not just
going
to be black.
Wait a minute.
You don't know what an eclipse is?
No. Don't lie to these people.
I thought that was a Mitsubishi.
What the hell is that work?
You fuck.
No, pieces. No. Don't lie to me. I
know
this
is a
bit.
Is?
This is a bit. No. A bit for you. The sun is black.
I know. Mine was a bit too to play into it. But you guys...
What is a Mitsubishi?
Mitsubishi? It's a car. Mitsubishi, yeah. Mitsubishi Eclipse.
That's funny as fuck.
Mitsubishi I'm more concerned eclipse. On the fact that the sun's not black.
We totally fucked that whole joke up. Can we restart it? That was pretty
let's
funny.
Go. Let's go. Restart it. Restarted. Yeah, the sun is going to be black.
Not.
Sips his water.
You have to say something about an eclipse.
I want one of these things. We'll talk about this in a second. But I'm confused. So what is happening today?
You don't know what an eclipse is?
No, I thought the sun was going to be black.
No, being
am
for
I
real,
wrong?
Being for real, you don't know what a solar eclipse is?
I thought that was a
Mitsubishi. This is the same question you have to ask me three times. And did you just say the joke right now?
I thought we were restarting with the joke.
Did you say the joke right now?
You're funny as fuck.
God damn it, Cody Ray. All right, one more time. Cody Ray. I thought the sun was going to be black.
I thought that was Mitsubishi.
What the fuck? A Mitsubishi eclipse. Cody Ray's too fucking funny, bro.
That was terrible.
All right, hold on. Nick, teach me, because apparently I'm stupid.
There's no way you don't know what a solar eclipse is.
The sun is going to be black. The sun, at the middle of it, the only thing is going to be showing is the outer circle.
He's playing a bit, right, Cody?
Well, he's not wrong. It's not.
That's what I'm thinking!
But it's not like the sun's not turning black.
Yeah, the sun doesn't just turn black for 5 seconds or 5 minutes.
Yeah, dude, the thing is like 5 minutes or something.
The sun doesn't just shut down. That's not how that works.
What do you mean? What happens then?
They got to change the bulb
just
in the
middle.
The
moon and the sun are just aligned right. It's just the moon it passing past. It's the moon passing past, passing by the sun.
Hold on. Because I thought they were on the complete opposite ends of the world.
Dog. You know the earth is rotating all every second of the day, right?
This is not a bit. I don't know what you're talking about. I thought the earth...
I almost said the R word.
We're going to break this down.
God, I almost had to say the R word.
Do we have to show you?
So...
Here's the sun.
So there's 24 hours in a day, right?
Yeah. No, hold on. Picture this,
Cody Ray's got it going right.
All right,
Cody
Ray's
doing it right.
All right, Cody Ray.
The candle's the sun.
Yeah.
This big old can is the earth.
Yeah.
That's earth.
This is the moon.
Okay, you're getting too advanced for him right now.
This is how it works.
Yeah, but
fuck you.
Explain how the earth rotates the sun first. And then get
what?
We're in orbit with the sun.
The sun.
We orbit the sun.
We go around the sun. And we spin at the same time.
Oh man, I don't know how you passed science or got your How did you pass your OGT?
We go around the sun?
How did you pass your OGT?
The sun and the moon doesn't go around us.
No.
We go how around the sun, okay? Did you see that? That's how that works.
No,
that's
I didn't watch the placement. Coach, give me a play-by-play, please. Oh, what happened?
God. This is the earth, and yeah. We go around the sun. We go around the sun. We run around the sun.
Where's the moon?
This is the moon, okay?
Just standing there?
No. The moon's rotating. Oh,
and
fuck.
And the earth rotates.
Change the subject, damn it.
No, I'm learning here because I apparently don't know what's coming up today.
Fuck, a lot of rotation going on. This rotates while it's going around. This goes around this while it's going around the sun. Does that make sense? So we're going.
Hold on. So the sun isn't moving. The moon is moving. We're moving. The sun's staying put. Can I get that answer? What? Hey, help me. Help me.
Bro.
You know what's going on here?
Yeah. So the sun ain't moving.
The sun never moves.
We're in orbit of the sun.
The sun never moves.
So big, we're in its gravitational pull. So we go around the sun.
And when we have a solar eclipse where we can see.
Give me my beer.
No, it's the moon.
Give me my beer.
It's supposed to block the sun.
Yeah, and so when the solar eclipse happens, it's when it's just for 5 minutes like that when.
That's how it lines up.
The moon is just blocking the sun for that like 5 minutes.
So, okay, now I got a question. Now I got a real question, seriously.
Why is there 24 hours in the day?
Because that's how we created time. No. Because for the farmers, with the dials.
But how is that?
But what created?
The farmers. They needed a time zone thing, right? Dude, don't make me feel like a fucking tard right now, dog.
There's like a night and day, okay? Let's break it down.
Help me! Help me!
There's a night and day.
What?
So right now, where do you think we are in the Earth's rotation now that it's dark out? Where do you think
moon?
We are? No, you fucking R-word.
But
what do you mean?
Okay,
what do you mean?
We are.
Yes, but it doesn't just take. It doesn't just like switch on and off. Like right now, we have the moon. But on the other side of the Earth,
the sun.
They have the sun.
That's what I'm saying. How the hell?
That's why we're constantly.
So what I said was right. Earth, sun, and moon around the Earth.
Said.
Yes.
And they're on the opposite sides.
Yes, typically.
But they typically.
Wrote. But every once in a while, it lines up to where they cross.
How?
I don't.
Are they going the fucking side? Wait, hold on.
Just
so they're going
the
opposite. Hold on. The moon and the sun are going the opposite spins. Because would only make sense.
One's going clockwise. One's going counterclockwise.
That makes sense. No. Then. Okay. What?
The sun is not moving.
Yeah, you're right. I fucked that up.
It is the earth is spinning one way, and then the moon is going around the sun.
Yeah. Because
so it's going like this. So it will line up every once in a while. It will cross paths. Because
wouldn't this happen more often?
Because the moon isn't going around the sun, so it's not changing places.
Right.
It's just like
we
are moving.
Yeah.
Moon is moving, but the sun is not moving.
Okay, I think we've established the sun does not move. Sun, middle,
yes.
Bow. And all the planets go around the sun, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Stop looking at me like that. I'm trying to learn.
I'm just trying to think, bro. How'd you pass your OGT? or any of that. Because, like, I definitely learned, like, dude. You know, we orbit the sun in sixth grade.
All right. I learned that in a few grades.
I
got to
get this
I
other
think.
Beer. This is unbelievable.
I'm
learning so much. Okay, hold on. So I didn't realize this was an educational podcast. And if this is not educational and there's people just know this, apparently I'm just a fucking nincompoop.
You're born with this knowledge. Most people are. I'm just kidding.
So, okay. So my question is, and it's a serious question, okay? If this is the moon that's in front of the sun, why can't we look at the moon? Because everybody has these goggles on. Why are we not able to look at
it? You can, but you will still see some
of the
sun.
Yeah, you're still going to see some of the sun. Are you going to look at the sun when it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah, you will still see some of the sun.
But why is it so much more dangerous today as you're listening to this?
Well, because the...
Because
the moon's
not
as big as the sun. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, you're still looking at the sun.
Because it's not... fucking midnight. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
So we're not going to be black?
No, it's still going to get dark, but it's not going to be as dark because the moon's not as big as the sun to make everything pitch black.
So what's it going to look like?
Cloudy.
Like nighttime?
It's supposed to be cloudy then.
It's supposed to be cloudy anyway, so fuck. People, we may not see it.
It'd be crazy because we're directly in line of it. There's supposed to be 100,000 people in this area.
In this county, yeah, bro. I'm like, yeah, keep them
up. To let y'all know, we don't have 100,000 people in this town, let me tell you.
I'm telling you right now. We maybe got 2% of that. I ain't leaving my house.
I got the day off.
What?
Yeah.
I have a half day.
Well, no. The business isn't off. That's my day off. So I'm stoked about it. But for real, okay. So
I'm working.
There's a reason that you can look at it. You can't look at it is because the sun is still out, or is it like because since the moon apparently is in front of the sun, you can't see. I thought like something happened to the sun. Like that's why it's such a rare appearance.
Stare at the sun at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, no, I wouldn't just. I mean, I have before, but like I wouldn't just casually just look at the sun like that. But I thought the reason why you couldn't look at the sun was because there was something crazy happening with the sun itself. I didn't realize the moon was in front of it.
No, they're just like, listen, the sun's still going to be out. The moon is not going to cover all of the sun. So don't just stare at the fucking eclipse for the full 5 minutes that it's passing through.
I thought this was like a welder's thing, or like you couldn't look at the spark. That's why you had to get those glasses. Because they'll like burn your eyes and such.
I mean, kind of. You can't look at the sun.
I mean, yeah, you'll burn your retinas staring directly at the sun.
Man, this is crazy. I don't know. I come to realize that I've lost a lot of thought.
I've come to realize you didn't learn shit in school.
I know, man. I genuinely thought that the moon and the
sun. And I'm like, this is crazy, bro. I'm the dumb one. I'm supposed to be the dumb guy. You got to fucking play your role better. Be the smart guy.
Fucking trying. I thought I was talking. Did you not see how confident I was when I started this episode talking about how the moon or the sun is gonna be black?
He said, I know what the eclipse is. I got
it. Yeah. That's what I thought, dude.
I know what a Mitsubishi eclipse
is. I really didn't know what the eclipse was. I mean, clearly, but I thought like something happened to the sun and like the like because I all these pictures and designs and all
well,
the cool
I think
stuff.
This is
I
a
just
big
saw
deal
like
because this is like the this is like the first full one in like 600 years or something like that. Ain't
what
it,
the fuck?
It's like
no, it happens.
This is some historic one.
Didn't this happen
one.
In 2017?
No, this is like some historic one I saw on the news. I'm gonna look this up.
Yeah, I don't know why it's so special. But
yeah, I'm gonna
I
look
think
up.
It's so special from what I've had conversations with. Because this is the bullshit part. This is why I don't have a lot of fake friends. Is what I'm learning. Is because nobody informed me that this is the moon.
Literally, what
the,
is
in
so
front
special
of the sun.
About the solar eclipse?
Well, I thought because they said something about 2017, but this is the reason why this one's so special is because it's coming in our area.
Oh, it will be the last chance for those in the lower 48 states to see one for 21 years. Even if you can't get to the path of totality, which is where
what
the moon shadow covers the sun, you'll at least see partial solar eclipse over the course of the day. So we're going to see the total eclipse. Everybody else, like in the lower...
Yeah, this is like the prime
Yeah,
location.
We're in like the best area to see
so
the whole thing.
So technically,
like,
by law, our title is total eclipse, not solar eclipse. It's total eclipse, right?
Total solar eclipse.
Total solar eclipse.
Everybody will just get a fucking partial eclipse. I don't know.
I'm hurt.
They get a Mitsubishi with three cars, with three tires.
Shut up!
They get only a two-door. It's only a two-door.
You know what time it is, boy.
All right, yeah. Can I get one of these, please? What? I got what?
You need one?
I can't hear you when you're banging the bongo.
I'm packing it in.
You don't need to pack the pouches, brother.
Yeah, you do, bro. You gotta
brother.
You got to activate them.
Activate them?
Can't even open it.
Yeah, I just don't
This is what happened. You packed the lid so tight.
I just don't want to spin my M&Ms everywhere, bro. You ever do that when you rip
Can I get an M&M, please? Shout out MK Pod Plug.
What did you learn today? What did you learn today?
Yeah, give us a fact. No, give us something you learned before you get that. Don't retract your hand, Cody Ray.
Got it.
He didn't learn anything.
I'm a nicotine addict. I can't withhold nicotine. Oh, you got to get your first sample of the berry?
I'm going to try my first 8 milli.
Every time I put these in, somehow I fold it up.
I just don't want it to
Cheers, brother.
Hey, if I can't do this, bro, I'm throwing it on the floor. All right.
Okay, man, you're going to pick it up.
There,
you're going to
put
pick
it in the bottle.
I'm putting it in your bottle.
You're going to pick it up later.
Not that one.
No, your beer bottle.
Yeah, the other
Frisbee.
One.
Your full
Frisbee
beer it. Bottle. Oh, bro, I got a question. What the fuck's Briz?
Riz? What's Riz?
Yeah, I see everybody like, you ain't
it's
got
like,
no Riz.
It's like Mac.
Do you not
it's
know
like
what Riz
game.
Is? No, bro. Like are game. We having this conversation right now? Or is this, I just, I
do
was,
I have no Riz?
I have no Riz.
I got Riz. It's charisma, my brother.
Oh!
You got the okay. charisma. You got the Riz.
What's charisma? Okay, I thought
Riz
rizzed was
up,
like,
dude. Hey, no, actually what Riz
bro,
is.
You think you got that thing
what
far enough
Riz
back there,
is,
dude?
Is what Jesus did. Right did. He rizzed. God, Jesus rizzed. Thank
I thought
you very
Riz
much.
Was like, you know, smooth talk with the ladies.
That's what it is, Riz.
Okay, so I wasn't. Okay.
That's what the Riz is, the Riz game.
How about the lingo
oh, I got
now
none.
Compared to what we...
What?
I got none.
Hey, Cody Ray.
You just farted?
I just shitted.
You shitted on
Oh, bro, I got a call from the doctors, actually, before I came here. I don't have celiac disease.
Dude, fuck yes. Knuckles, brother.
Congratulations.
Do not have celiac disease.
It's crazy. We've been in this room for like 5 hours, and you now just told
us. I just fucking remembered that, yeah. Because I shit. Like, I farted, and I said I shit, and I was like, oh, yeah, speaking of shit, I got a call from the doctor today.
Did they tell you what you do have?
Nope.
Still on the search, trying to figure it out.
Well, I haven't done the stool samples yet. I told Taylor I'm going to do half of them tomorrow morning. That way, because she said she'll take them in. So I'm like, all right, if
what
you take
life.
Them in, you take... You
traveling
take,
the shit.
Yeah, she's going to be traveling the shit. Well,
you can't just go there and shit?
I can put them in the fridge. But
what? You can't shit while you're there?
Well, I can't just shit on command. And I have to produce enough to... Give them enough for a sample that they need.
My brother in Christ, MK Podplug, sent us a bunch of milligram nicotine pouches. I'll give you the 20s, and you just put one of them in. I promise you, you will activate a poo-poo.
I've had a couple buddies tell me they threw the 20s in that I let them have, mm-hmm. and they didn't feel anything.
No shit.
Well, because I gave my one buddy a thing of 20s because he wanted to try them, and he said when he opened the container, they were like all sticky. Like, he pulled one out, and, like, almost the whole pack came with just the one.
They got that gabagoo with them.
That's what I was like, yeah, bro.
What
like
if they were, like, cum. Already used?
Ew.
I licked oh all God. Of them before you...
They're all like, of them are hard.
They're tens now.
They're tens now?
Jesus.
Oh, my God. No, speaking of your of toilet stuff, I wanted to ask you guys this question. Have you guys ever used a porta potty and got splash up?
Oh, fuck yeah, all the time, bro. I hate it.
I can't say that I have.
What?
I try not to shit in porta potties.
On the route, I've been using the porta potties lately, and I took a poo-poo, and I'm just praying to the
you
gods.
You got blue ass.
Dude, praying to the gods.
It's a chemical, too.
Dude, it splashed up. It splashed up and hit my butthole and my balls.
So you got stained ass. You got blue asshole.
You know how disgusting I felt?
Yeah.
As soon as that water hit.
I hope you went and showered after. But also, bro, I'm kind of like impressed when it does that because I'm like, listen, it's
missile.
It's got to go down, bro.
Missile.
So you imagine like the splashback is like kaboosh. Like that's like dropping a baseball.
I'm so glad that your brain's process was the same as mine because as soon as I hit it and I felt it on my balls, I go, first off, disgusting. Second off,
impressive.
I took a big poop. I took a grown man poop.
That's what I'm saying.
I dropped a poo-poo.
And, but
why don't you put toilet paper down first?
No.
To stop the splash.
Oh, that's... You know, I always wonder why my poo-poo's just sitting on top of toilet paper. That's a move. I had no idea that existed.
Well, and so people don't have to look at the shit.
Well, no. The toilet paper is underneath, and then there's a poop that just sits on top of the toilet paper, and then people leave. I always wondered why that was a thing.
I don't
it's
have
so
a
it doesn't
using,
splash up.
I don't have a problem using them only just because...
I just use a urinal.
It seems like...
What?!
It seems like
usually porta potties have a urinal to piss
yeah.
in, so I don't even.
I thought
it.
You meant the
yeah.
poop.
I was like, knock on wood, like all of the porta shitters that I've had to use like in the past 2 years have been like very clean and like well kept, which is awesome because the one we keep at the shop, bro, that one gets cleaned out like every other week. It's insane, and it always smells good.
And especially if there's not that many people that are like, it's
yeah,
not, like,
bro, because like we don't shit in it often.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. So it's like not. Summertime it gets a little worse only just because the shit bakes in it.
Yeah,
but like other than that, bro, you still can't even really smell it.
That's crazy. Yeah, I had that situation come about, and I was like, I immediately wrote it down in the notes because I knew I wanted to talk about it. Because I'm like, if anybody else is feeling this battle that I went through when you got blue balls because of it, as soon as it hit my balls, I go, I have three
bro,
STDs.
My boss
now.
Yelled at me to quit using the urinal because he uses that to put his phone down. I'm like, dog, what? Because there's not a lot of us that work there. And so he would like when he would have to shit or something or whatever, he would just fucking put his phone down there or whatever, you know, it was like because nobody would ever just use the urinal. till I got
it's
there.
It's a risky-ass move, dude.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, dog, you've... He's like, who the fuck's been using the urinal? I'm like, me.
It's a urinal.
That's what I said. I'm like,
it's a urinal.
That's what I said. I'm like, it's a urinal. You pee in it. He's like, better quit peeing in it. That's where I put my phone. I'm like, what?
That's
put
insane.
It to the right of you that on that is... little like cubby thing.
Or build in a stand if it's like at your shop. You can probably fucking drill it, make
bro,
your own.
Your
stand.
Boss is a psychopath.
Dude, listen, so I love the dude to death. So funny have because I'm been... like, I've never had to like plead my case on why I pissed in the urinal. And that was the best, you know what I mean? Like, oh, I loved every minute of it. And he thought it was funny, you know.
Have you ever been in one that's like freshly cleaned?
Yes. Yes.
Freedom.
Changes the world, man.
It feels like freedom.
It's amazing. Damn, yeah, these eights ain't shit. Well, hold up. I got a little buzz going
on. Oh, he's going to do a stand-up test?
Got to do a stand test.
You got to give it a little...
Tommy,
Yeah, you learned that from Tommy?
Learn from Tommy. Got to do a stand check.
You got to give it a little swish with your tongue, too. You got to give it some activation.
Pack it in there more.
Just a little press of the juices?
Oh, yeah. There's a little buzz there.
See, little buzz. He immediately stood up and goes, oh, we're buzzing.
That's why you do a stand-up check.
Every time I have one of these in, I get like the slightest, and it's like,
No cap.
Are you about to double duo?
No, load me up, partner.
Oh, hey, take these some. There's like 400 in there. Go ahead.
Actually, yeah, I wanted to know how many came in here.
There's 160.
160, yeah.
Yeah. I love how nobody, I was about to say, nobody was hearing that the whole time. The whole time on video, it's probably just somebody going, looking like Jeff Dunham's puppet.
These are threes mixing with eights, so it's gonna be like Russian roulette.
Yeah, you're gonna be able to tell the difference.
Can you see, do they look different?
Yeah,
do they look different.
They smell different.
Well, not they. The,
oh,
for
yeah,
one, they
the
smell different, but like, yeah,
I
it's
tell
soft.
Immediately, the texture.
It's soft. It's very nice. The texture of it's beautiful. I love the texture. I love you. Moment of brotherhood. I love you.
I love the texture of you.
What the? Pause, rewind, say
that.
You
can tell I'm going through withdrawals of not vaping. Yeah,
dude, you're stuffing the can, bro.
I promise you this will be gone next week, too.
All right, now that's ours. That's Nick's.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is yours.
All right. I want to get into the topic. Talking about addictions and everything, I have come up on an addiction that I need to ask you guys in the world if you guys also have this addiction.
Fuck, yeah, I feel like I already know what you're going to say, and I suffer from that. Oh, gambling? No. Oh, I was like, fuck, bro, back on this? Yeah, I'm addicted.
Hi, my name's Nick, and I have a problem. All right, Nick. Well,
I know I don't want to spend too much time on the gambling thing again, because then we'll get back to yours, but like, I think I'm falling out of love with sports betting because of how much fun I've been having at the casino.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd imagine so. Yeah, you talked about it on the Friday's episode, but if you really feel that, I mean, honestly, this is the point. This is the moment in the situation because we have cameras on us and people are listening to us or where you can speak your truth.
I think I'm going to
Oh, wait, hold on. Moment of silence for this.
What? Hold up.
Moment of silence. Are you going to do what I think you're going to do?
You see that?
No Fanatics? Way. No way. Wait, dude, you got money in there?
No.
I was about to say, wait a minute. You should probably move.
I cashed it all out.
You cashed it all out? He just deleted his sports gambling app.
Delete.
Holy shit.
And you know what?
My palms are sweaty.
Bet 365?
No way. No way. All those betting apps right there are all going to be gone.
Delete.
He's on the process of, hey, that's growth. That's growth.
Now get blackjack.
Well, no, I'm going to keep FanDuel and DraftKings only because I got two bets going right now. Gotta see. Well, and then if they
hey,
don't
it's
hit,
small steps. It's small steps.
And
though.
If they don't, I'm cashing out and I'm fucking done.
Hey, small steps. But hey, that's growth right there. And
growth,
you know what that
baby.
Does? Moves you to the table. That moves you to the blackjack table.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
And all those other fun jazzes that
because,
we talked about. We could talk about it all the time.
Because another thing, we don't live close to the casino. It's a thing we have to plan for.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That's the thing I like. Sports betting, I just log in, bloop, bet.
Yeah. And it's so easy access. And I dropped 100 on baseball when baseball started. And I don't know much about baseball.
Just
but
now?
Was,
this year?
Yeah. 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 Lost $50 the one day. It was Friday. Lost $50 and lost $50
on
Saturday.
On?
Home runs.
People
nobody
hit
home
hit
runs.
Home runs?
And a lot of, like, I was looking at the stats of what people have already done. Like Mookie Betts, who is already like leading in home runs and hits and everything. I bet on him to get it like two hits or a hit, whatever. All these like stolen bases, who's had the most stolen bases, all that. Did my research. Who's on the fast pace? Who's on track at every bet
it was
I had?
Opening week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So and all that stuff's from like last year.
No. It was the season. It was the season
they've
stats.
They've already played like 10 games.
Yeah, it was the season stats and everything for like who's already on the ball and doing stuff
now,
like that.
Speaking theoretically, now it's been like 2 weeks they've been playing. From this episode, yeah.
From this episode, 1 week.
1 week, sorry. Yeah,
yeah, 1 week.
But no, dude, I've been making my money by just off the first innings. And a couple pitcher props.
But we don't got to talk about that because you're moving.
You're going to give me.
The addiction that I'm talking about when I want to see if anybody else has this addiction, it's on TikTok and it's on Facebook. A lot of my stuff is on Facebook for some reason. But have you guys seen the piping hot ball that goes into the liquid? Have you guys seen these videos at all?
The dude picks the thing up with tongs out of like lava.
And yeah, and then drops it in like mustard jello. And everything. It's the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
I just like listening to the noises.
Dude, they put it on a Mountain Dew bottle. Tapping out already?
Yep.
Oh God.
I'm done. You stand up? Stand up, Tech.
Yep, yep. I'm not standing up. I got a laptop on me.
We also smoked a little J.
Okay. So like I was saying, I watched this ball go into a Mountain Dew bottle, burnt through the lid of it, goes into there, and the Mountain Dew stopped the ball. Blew my mind.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
It was insane. There's
I've seen
so many
them
different...
drop them on ice cubes and like stop halfway through.
Like the brick
blocks.
Yeah, I love that. Dude, it is ASMR. I'm not a fan of ASMR stuff. Watching that, bro, I can just sit there and get lost.
I like watching the Hydro Press when it breaks crayons, colored pencils.
Did you see?
I like the grinder ones.
The grinder, yeah.
The giant grinders.
Where they just throw everything
into it. That too. Did you see the press of the tooth? Mm-hmm. Of the human tooth? It is unbelievable how strong human teeth are.
Why we got to bring this up?
What?
Oh, a tooth getting crushed?
Yeah.
You don't like that?
No.
That makes you uncomfortable?
A little bit.
Can I finish it?
Sure.
I thought there was something that the Hydro Press couldn't press, though. There was something that, like...
Dude, it pressed up to, like, 5,000, like, pound pressure.
Holy shit.
It was the... And then it burst. But, like, it was... Like, you watch it, and you're like, okay, like, immediately you see the impact of, like, the toys where it's, like, going down, and then, like, poof, it's gone. Dude, it pressed on this tooth and just kept going and going and going and going and going. And it was like not giving at all.
Oh, wow.
And I was sitting there just amazed and then randomly just burst. But I'm sitting there like, I always think that like my teeth are going to break and this and that, you know, whatever. And like, because your jaw power. Mm-hmm. But then seeing that, I was like, I think I'll be fine. I think I can.
But there's people that break teeth, dude, just by eating simple shit, which is crazy.
Yeah, I had a story that lined up with what I was talking about, but I don't think he wants to hear this at all.
Oh, yeah.
Do I have your permission to tell the story? It's not a breaking a tooth.
I mean, you can tell whatever story you want.
I can't eat now and laters anymore.
Why?
Because I had a now and later when I was growing up, and I put a now and later in, and I tried to chew it, and I still had my baby teeth, and I didn't know that like if you squeezed on it tight enough, it had a grip to your shit. I squeezed on it, and I pulled it out, and it ripped the root, all the whole tooth. Chink comes straight out of my mouth. It was my hands are sweaty thinking about it right now because I can't do it. I can't.
So, did you have to go to the dentist?
No, that was just a tooth that he had to get out.
So, was it a baby tooth?
Yeah, but it was not loose at all by any means. It was not ready to come out. My mouth just started gushing blood, bro. It was the most traumatizing shit. I can't eat now and later. And if I do, I don't chew them one bit. I'll sit it with my tongue and I'll melt it forever.
Oh, yeah, I suck on them.
Yeah. Oh, I can't chew them. It fucking scared the life out of me.
Oh, yeah. That scared me too.
Did you see also the hydraulic press? Back to that. Have you guys seen the hydraulic press where there's the holes on top and it shoots like the stuff in the holes?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's so fun.
There's another one I've been seeing too. People mixing colors like they do.
I just saw that today. NFL teams.
NFL team colors together, seeing what color it would be.
God.
That's pretty. I'm like, damn, it just. And it's like the way it goes into the liquid, it's like a cloud of purple.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. It is beautiful.
Have you guys seen the ones of the bottles that go off the and then like fall in the glass or whatever?
I hate those ones. Sidewalks.
Oh, I seen that.
I'm like, who the fuck's cleaning this up?
There's so much glass.
I'm not. I'm going to do this and not clean this up.
I'll watch it though.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
I ain't going to front. I'll watch the whole thing through. Because like whenever they put the Crown Royal or something, they drop it and it don't break. I'm like, ha.
Yeah, I'm like, some of them bottles got stout.
They got them dogs in them, dude.
I know which bottles I can buy and drop and not break.
100%. Thank you for that. But dropping it down the stairway of like from, London.
That's just like that much though. Like it's rolling off a lip. Ooh.
There's another thing I have that I wanted to talk about this week, which is insane. And I sent you the picture so we can get references of what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
But, and I asked you guys earlier, but have you guys heard of Brittany and Abby Hensel? The conjoined twins got married.
Which one? So I'm looking at this picture right now. Which one is married? The one on the left or
the one on the left, I believe, in the photo just got married. You show Cody Ray so he has reference of what we're talking about.
You see?
He's trying to process it. Don't zoom in on their heads, dog. So it's actually insane.
Two fours make an eight, I guess.
2-4 make an eight, baby.
Shout out that dude. No, they're beautiful women. Can we get them on the pod?
I would love
I got some questions for them.
Oh, trust me. I have more questions than I have answers now. So what happened was the internet went crazy. This photo went online, and it was like how they got married. Because apparently, which I didn't know, they were on, I believe it's TLC.
They're fucking
Twitter handle is
two heads are better.
Two heads are better. Wow. Shout out you. So they were on TLC, if I believe it was the network that it was, and they were talking about how they're conjoined twins and everything, and it was big when they were way younger. And I had no idea that I was looking at these people. And I looked them up, and I was like, oh my God, this is crazy, blah, blah, blah. And I like looked up, like there's a math, or like a map of how their bodies are. Like they each have their own oxygen fucking source, like lungs and everything and all that, just like split down the middle into one. And so the internet was curious as to what happens when, like head is in play? Like what happens with the sexual stuff? Like all of this and that. People are asking the dirty questions. The
questions that people want to know, though.
And it blew my mind that these women decided to answer the internet's questions. Now, can you please read what this tweet is?
Because everyone is asking, we're just going to tell you, period. Yes, I have sex with my husband. Yes, I go down on him. Yes, my sister Brittany is there. Well, how the fuck can she not be? Yes, my sister and I orgasm as one. That's kind of nuts.
That's fire.
But when I sleep with my husband, she's usually reading a book or listening to a true crime podcast, so she just puts the pleasure out of her mind.
Hey, yo, listen to the Boogered Up podcast.
Yeah. Hold up. So you're telling me this bitch don't...
Respectfully.
This lady is having sex with her husband. They orgasm as one. So her sister has just like, imagine he's on top. They're both looking at him. You know what I'm saying? Or does she just have her phone like this? You know what I mean? Like,
because like, think about it.
How do you tune out an orgasm?
If you're both orgasming, how are you going to ignore the sexual pleasure that you're receiving?
I wonder if they both have given turns, giving head.
Turns? Probably. Maybe. Who knows? Hypothetically.
Now what happens if she gets a man?
Hey, they have to share.
Now, can she not get married, though?
I would imagine she still has full permission to get married from her sister.
And what, are they all going to have, like
one house?
One house?
They're going to have to. Clearly, they live a very different life, so they're going to have to have the understanding and everything.
What
and
if
be
they
like,
have
yo.
Two totally different sexual desires? Like, what if one's into, like, S&M and, like, BDSM, and one's, like, into, like...
That'd be cool.
Some very
what's
simple
into,
stuff.
Like, aggressive anal?
And the other one hates it.
One's moaning, one's screaming.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
That'd be so uncomfortable to think of, like you just made everybody think of.
I'm very uncomfortable thinking, yeah.
But I think it was just unbelievable that they took the time to answer the internet's questions. But now that they have answered these questions, I have more questions. Like
me too. Those were a couple of them.
Like unbelievable question. Yeah. Like and it's not even a thing of like I was talking to my wife about this. It's not even a thing of like I want to know because I'm a guy and I'm stupid. You know, blah 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 blah. I want to know because like genuinely, I am curious of what the hell we are doing with this. Because if you're gonna tell everybody X, Y, and Z of this, what really happened? Like, if you come, she comes. Is she able to ignore the sex?
Is she able to press charges?
One of the questions I had in my head. It's very odd. It's very odd. But if she chokes, does she choke?
No.
Or is she just chilling there?
Well, it seems like that she's just chilling there because the other girl said she's giving head. The other girl just puts on a podcast or something. Which I'm very, still very...
True crime podcast. Sisters giving oral.
Is she watching the podcast or is it like she throws in an AirPod?
What's their names?
And listen, is it one...
It's Brittany and Abby.
Damn it, Brittany. Well, he got it on me again.
Well, because listen, they have... I'm going to look at the picture again. They have their own separate heads.
Yes. They have their own separate lungs.
No, not ears, though. But...
What? They have their own separate ears, my boy.
How?
They're just together for the photo. They're completely separate heads.
What do you
mean?
Think
their heads are linked?
No, but their heads are pressed up against each other like that. I'd think it would be very hard to get an AirPod on that side of your fucking head.
A little turn of the neck that she has.
She don't got much room.
No, they're pretty close.
What's their name? Brittany and Abby Hensel. All right, continue with that. I'm going to Reddit.
You're going to Reddit? What are you going to Reddit for?
I want
to
see it on OnlyFans.
Like their body is like a little wider to like fit like it's everything that they have inside of them on it, and like it, like genuinely, I saw them in a bikini, and like they don't look that weird.
I'm trying to find
her. Except for like the top portion of them having two heads, they have two arms, they have a wider body, and it just goes down. It's a very normal body. It's just wider set because they have so much going on inside of it, which I thought was actually incredibly interesting. I was actually very like. Like, genuinely, like I was saying, like, it's not like, oh, I want to see, you know, blah, 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 blah. I was genuinely like, I want to know, like if you eat a food and you eat a food, you guys got to poop that. If both got down the same pathway, you all got to poop. What if you have spicy food? Like, you have to talk to your sister and be like, hey, I don't want them spicy nuggets because, like, last time we had those poops, that shit hurt. Yeah, it's just more photos of them, Nick. Nick's just.
I found their engagement photo. One of them.
See, that's beautiful, bro. And shout out that dude. I don't know that gentleman's name, but shout out that dude for being so understanding of the situation and loving, I believe, Brittany.
She does not have an ear, bro.
Stop it. No, that is not connected. I promise you it's not connected, bro. Look at the older photos of them as kids.
No, I just can't stop.
The photos of them as kids on the TV show, they were separated. Their heads are not together.
Okay, hold up. I'm looking. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, she does have an ear.
Yeah, bro, they're separated. God bless. There's a lot to learn. I understand. It's very different from the normalcy of, you know, a normal body.
Like, I just have questions. Like, I'm not trying to be rude or disrespectful. I just have a lot of questions.
Like, thinking about it, too, like, what happens, like, if that other person has, like, health concerns?
I am so pissed.
What? What'd you find? What'd you find?
Nothing. It's just they're dancing for their first dance.
Are you watching it?
No. So you know how they only have two arms. He is strictly only looking at her in the, you know what I mean?
Oh my God. Stop
because in a
it.
Sense, bro, you marry both of them.
Well, yeah.
You're marrying the both of them.
I honestly, shout out Abby too for just being there. Just like, man, I'm just big chilling. I'm so happy for my sister.
Wants my sister be happy. Yeah.
That shit's sick. I love the fact that like, they have all these eyes on them, clearly, and, like, they get married, and, of course, it just goes blowing up on social media again, right. And they were, like, you
but
saw
then
that
again,
photo.
It's people like us that don't know how to mind their own fucking business.
Well, it's just because the internet threw it at me.
Right, but then there's people like me that's going to dig deeper into it and, like, want to see, like, more into their life, or, you know, probably...
But that, I don't think that's even disrespectful.
I don't know, I just feel like... I feel like they were just explaining probably their relationship as it, like, it's normal... But to us, it's not, and that's why it's blowing up. And maybe it could make them feel some type of way about themselves. You know what I mean? Like, maybe it could look at themselves negatively.
Well, yeah. I mean, I imagine that they've been battling adversity their whole life, like, this, in the setup that they have. And, like, I didn't watch the TV show, but I saw it way back in the day. Like, I saw photos of them. I was like, yo,
TLC
that's crazy.
TV, damn it.
But, like... Who they are as people, they've grown and they've become like their own individual person while right. battling their shit. I'm sure that like the internet turds that talk all the shit and everything, I'm sure they just have adapted and understood what they're dealing with in that. They're not over mm-hmm. there like, this isn't new to them.
Right.
And then, of course, half of the world forgets the fact that they're alive in a sense, which is great. And then they get married and everybody's like, whoa, wait a minute. What the hell going on here? You're going to tell me that these two women married this one woman?
Right.
Or this one man?
It's fucking, I don't know, bro. Good for them. Moral of the story, good for them. I'm happy for them. You know?
Oh, yeah. All respectfully,
hopefully
of course.
They have
very...
a long marriage, you know, happily, whatever. You know, all that, the shit that people say, you know, the nice things.
Bro,
I can't really think of what it all is at the point, you know.
Could you imagine a cheating thing, though?
Just who?
What if Abby, bro?
Her, I wonder if her sister would keep her mouth shut for her.
What are you talking about? No, what if Abby cheated on Brittany's husband with Brittany's husband?
Oh, shit.
Like, what if, like,
I don't think it'd be
hypothetically.
Cheating. I think.
Yeah, well, it couldn't be cheating. Because, I mean, he's having sex with her, too, the whole time.
Can't be.
Damn.
Like, I don't get, like, how he's going to cheat. Like,
just get some head from the other girl?
Well, yeah, wait till that one's sleeping and then get some head, or.
The other girl's going to wake up, I'm sure.
Take her
true
crime podcast off, look her in the eyes. This one's for you.
Nonchalantly, she's been stopping listening to the podcast for a while, and she's like sucking it, and she's like, you've been really invested in what I've been doing lately. And she's like, yep. I'm sure they, like come on. Like, what was her at? Two heads are better than one or whatever? Two head better than one or whatever it is? Come on. Saying, I mean.
Bro, you're getting some fucking slop top. Kudos to him. Proud of him.
Proud of him. Shout out, dude. Speaking of relationships, did you see that Gypsy Rose has... Oh, her and her dude are done?
What? No.
Done. Why? Apparently filing divorce or separation, whatever it is.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe the PP ain't that good now.
Yeah, maybe it ain't.
Maybe
that
she got
fire.
Celebrity status and got some real celebrity PP, and she's like,
she's a celebrity for the wrong reasons, though.
Is she? Is she, though?
She's not. What state? She wasn't allowed to go to the Chiefs game.
What are you talking about?
She was going to go to the Super Bowl. Like, go watch the Super Bowl. She wasn't allowed there.
Why?
No idea.
Whoa.
Like,
news.
After
breaking
she got
news.
Out of jail, dude, after she got out of jail, there was like a thing where she had to leave the state. Like, she wasn't allowed in the state because there was like so much media attention around her. Like, she
well, that
like,
would make
you gotta
sense.
Leave.
She probably didn't want all that shit on her because she's like, yo, like, what the fuck, bro?
No, the town was like, you gotta go.
Oh, everybody was like, yo, you're a killer. You're calling her a killer.
Kinda.
Damn. It's kind of crazy adversity.
I think it's crazy. This is my opinion.
Oh, is this going to be a hot take?
Could be. I think it's crazy that, like, she has no type of communication or nothing, feels nothing towards the first dude that she went to jail with that actually did the act. You know what I'm saying? I think that's super crazy. He's got life and she's out right now. You know what I'm saying? She fucking manipulated dude to fucking do some dirty work. That's my take.
Dude, whoa. I don't know if it was that way, though. If I'm not mistaken, dude was the one talking mad crazy about, yo, we got to whack this fool.
For real? I don't know. See, I don't know much about the situation, though.
From what I've seen, it just made it seem as if she was, and I don't know if she's just playing the victim part, and she's like, this guy, you know, I started dating this guy and realized that, like, I didn't have X, Y, and Z. She didn't realize she didn't have cancer until she went to prison.
Oh, shit.
She thought she had cancer the whole time, even in prison. Like, when she went into prison, they were like, oh, yeah, you also don't have cancer. And she's like, what the hell? She thought she had all these problems, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Because of her mother. And, like, she was telling her boyfriend and this and that, and the boyfriend was like, yo, you can walk, you can do whatever. I don't even remember what the situation was, what was said to where, like, it was, like, a clear escape of, like, yo, you're a prisoner to your mother. I think it was something of, like it was, like, a sexual disease or something like that. She was taking, like, pills for certain stuff as well. Like, she was doing all this stuff. But I think that was, like, a couple of the things got addressed, and he was like, yo, your mother's the devil. Like, we got to whack this fool.
Oh, shit. That's crazy.
And so she was like, you know what? Yeah. And then they did it. And then you know what happened after that,
right? Oh,
she
was just an accomplice.
You know what happened after? Mm-hmm. They whacked mother. The dude wanted to have sexual relations with her mother's dead body. And she was like, you're going too far. That happened. That's what that's been reported many times.
What the fuck?
Yeah, okay, that's what she crazy. Was like, yo, this guy's crossing a lot of lines here. Not the whacking of the mother, but the beating the guts of the dead mother.
That's crazy. What
was crossing the line, apparently.
That's nutty.
I think it's a bit ridiculous.
Yeah,
I think you probably should have crossed the line a couple of minutes before then.
Yeah.
Just a couple minutes.
Just a couple. Ah, fuck, man.
Man, on a lighter note, though, speaking of sex, I was having a conversation with one of my buddies, and we were talking about time frame for sex. I was like, is that something that you guys are like, when you're in the process of, do you like want to go a certain time? You just go.
I'm always like, she's going to come first, then I'll come.
Respectable, man.
Just because I'm like, I know she finished. You know, it's not going to take me long to finish. I don't want this to all be for nothing. You know what I mean? Like, I get my nut and she's like, I didn't nut. You know what I mean? That's how I kind of think about it. I'm like, I want you to nut and then I'll nut.
I think that the dudes that like, they're like, oh, I have trouble nutting. I'm like, oh, I can't nut fast. You know, all that stuff. Cap. You live a sad life, brother.
Yeah, cap. I don't know how you...
No, not even that. If this is a real thing that you're dealing with, where you're like, oh, I just don't buzz. I fuck for like 3 hours. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, sorry.
Percocets.
That fucking...
Percocets?
Percocets.
I'm like, dude, why? Like, what is the brag of this? Like, you better have the six pack of all six packs. Because if you're like dad bodding up while you're smashing for 3 hours, you have issues.
Yeah. I come in 3 minutes if I wanted to.
Easy. Light work. Easy. It's light work. Let me put the mindset. I'm going to come. Coming.
That's it. That's all I got to do. I'm going to come.
Coming.
And I'm like, and my dick's like, all right, bet. We're coming.
I was talking to Cody Ray about it, trying to do business and everything of that nature. And I was like, because, of course, we don't want to do it while our friend is there. I'm like, give me five. Maybe. Process of me going upstairs, taking clothes off, doing stuff, everything else. All right, I'm done. You're free. Come home whenever.
He's like, dude, it's been 5 minutes.
He's like, I'm halfway done with my cigarette right now. I didn't even smoke the full cigarette. It's like, yeah, I'm going to need one after that.
Yeah.
After that marathon, dude. Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, I'm like, I don't know.
I don't even know. I'm a born again virgin, so.
A born again virgin?
I look at myself as a giver when I'm loving. I'm a giver, you know what I mean?
You're a giver?
I want you to nut, and I want you to like it. And then I want you to take me to Mickey D's and buy me a Happy Meal.
Is this some sort of like sick stepmom role play you're doing?
No, I don't know. I was just going.
Where's this Happy Meal coming from?
Fuck,
Did you get your toy?
Apple slices.
Did you pick the certain toy?
No.
Chicken nuggets or
I just want the apple slices, bitch.
I'm here for the apple slices and a family meal. The Happy Meal?
Yeah, apple slices. Yeah, just fill the Happy Meal with apple slices.
Goodness.
You ever have the McDonald's apple slices? They're juicy, bro.
What the fuck?
My bad.
No, keep going. Press on the why you love the apple.
They are, bro. They're juicy as fuck. Good as fuck.
The four apple slices come prepackaged.
Yeah, but they fucking...
juicy somehow. It sounds sketchy to me, but
a bit sketchy. He's on to something.
Don't care.
I think there's a reason why you have stomach issues.
You ever cut an apple up and leave it set for like 10 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
Turns brown as fuck. But
dry as a desert.
Them things are juicy, not a thing. Not
all the preservatives, baby.
They're not even apples, dude.
Take it back.
Will not.
Wait, they're apples.
Wait. Well, he might be onto something, bro. This might be some chemical balance together.
Impossible burgers? I wouldn't be surprised if I'm eating an impossible apple.
Wait a minute.
You've never heard of the fight when Burger King was doing all that plant-based
Impossible Whopper?
Yeah.
But plant-based apple is already an apple.
Yeah, but this one's just made in a lab, not actually like grown, you know what I mean? Like they just fucking foomp somehow, I don't know. Speed up the time of the time it actually takes to make an apple.
Whoa. So we're talking like 4 minute apples?
Fuck. Or if that maybe.
If?
Who knows?
Cut out all the labor that takes to grow the apple.
Yep. Money.
And you're just...
They're just fucking...
In a lab making apples.
Heydaying up
four
them.
Four at a time, bagging them up.
Yep.
Shipping them to Mickey D's.
Speaking of lab, I'm almost done with Breaking Bad season 4. Oh, my God.
How many seasons are there?
5. I can't tell if I love this show or hate it, I'll be honest with you. But I just got through the part where he, you know, on social media. Have you watched Breaking Bad? No, you haven't? Have you seen the social media spot where he goes up there and he's like talking about how he's like, I am the danger? Oh my God. That's the reason why I've always wanted to watch it. Cause there's a part on TikTok that I've seen millions of times where he's like talking to his wife and he's like, do you know who you're talking to right now? He's like, you talk about danger. I am the danger. And he gets like in a deep voice and he goes, you're worried about me? The one that goes to the door. I'm the one that knocks. And I was like, dude, and hearing it on TikTok, I'm like, bro, this dude's the craziest man alive. And I've been waiting so patiently for 4.5 seasons for it. I finally got to the point, and as I got to it, I was like, I can't stop watching this show now. I almost gave up on the show, and after I got to that point, I'm like, this guy's the fucking man, bro.
It gets crazy. I forgot about how crazy that show gets.
Yeah, I haven't watched it.
Gotta watch it. You gotta dabble.
I'm trying to think. There was a show I started. I don't remember, though. We don't watch Netflix often. Peacock, mainly, just for The Office.
Peacock.
Parks and Rec.
I've watched them both. Right now, I was watching Top Chef, and it was good for a couple of seasons, but I had to switch to the Hell's Kitchen because that is way...
There you go, baby.
Way funnier, dude.
There you go, Hell's Kitchen,
Ramsey's
baby.
The man, dude.
Watch it. And I actually, like, I do respect him more, like, now that I'm older and I watch the show.
Which the one with him and they're cooking and he's wanting his next chef to run the restaurant he's opening? Fuck.
Hell's Kitchen.
No. It's not. I don't think it's Hell's Kitchen. It's Top Chef or something like that.
No, it's Hell's Kitchen.
It is.
And then you need to watch Kitchen Nightmares.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
Kitchen Nightmares?
No. What's the fucking one where he's a judge? He's like, there's three judges up there and there's a whole, like, scene of people that are, like, going to stations and everything.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. They have one for kids.
Yes.
Oh, that's
and like, the kids whip like, that shit up.
Yeah,
dude.
And he's like way nicer.
Kind of. He's still Gordon Ramsay.
No, I don't know. If you want a good one, dude, Kitchen Nightmares. He goes into people's like businesses to turn them around and like fix everything up. And
he does bar rescue stuff.
Tears them apart, bro. If you think like he's mean, just wait till he goes like checks out everybody's deep freezer, bro. Oh, he flips the fuck out.
You fed me this, bro. Am I the only one that has watched so much Bar Rescue that now every single time that I am in a bar or at a restaurant, I start to look at stuff differently?
I watched every like Kitchen Nightmares back in like 2018 when they were all out. Like I've been on Gordon Ramsay before Gordon Ramsay. Like,
well, no, like not even that, but
like
necessarily
the John
like
Taffer shit, bro.
Yeah, like the John Taffer. So like, have you? Like,
I love them shows.
I went to a local spot, and I'm not going to name the spot. Very small spot, mom and pop shop. Love the place, great food. But I was sitting up in front of the bar, or on the bar right next to the grill. That show ruined my mind because I watched this man cross contaminate like 14 different things.
Oh, that's that would be more of like Gordon Ramsay shit. But
no,
John Taffer is like all about the marrying bottles and fucking keeping your bars clean.
Oh, no.
Floor's not sticky.
I learned cross-contamination through him, through Bar Rescue, because everything between the ice, the amount of stuff and cross-contamination of the ice that I didn't know was a thing, but then you go into the kitchen and you see the raw meats out, but they're touching the raw meat and they're touching a plate and then that gets cross-contaminated over there.
I learned that freshman year in my cooking class.
You were in a cooking class?
Yeah, they offered cooking classes at Ross.
Some bullshit, dude. I didn't even know that. I might have should have took that instead of whatever science I was taking.
I'm
clearly that
you didn't even go to school, dude.
Yeah, apparently I didn't do anything.
I think they just dropped you off at a building and told you to go inside for 8 hours.
Yeah, it was like a fucking...
Somebody would fucking
just
tell
a
you
fucking
something,
like
man.
Lumber yard.
Code Ray's just been judging me for an hour now, just sitting here like, I can't believe I'm in the same roof as this dumbass.
Oh, whatever. Whatever.
Oh, fuck. My neck is...
Yeah, be safe today as you're watching this and listening and everything on social media and you're doing all the fun jazz on there. Make sure you guys are paying attention. If you're in the local area, there's about 100,000 people that are going to be up your butthole watching
the
sun go black.
Stare at the sun for a while, yeah.
Apparently, I can't do that. Apparently, I can't stare at the moon.
Or do it and just see what happens.
Yeah, be
you. Let us know.
Yeah, hang out. Have a blast, you know?
No, don't leave your house if you don't got to, if you're in this area. It's going to be fucking ridiculous.
Cannot wait for
people it. People are not going to... People that aren't from here aren't going to know how to drive, and you're going to get pissed, so don't even give yourself
You could go
headache.
To the Blue Collar Bistro.
Get you could lunch. Go to the Blue Collar
Bistro. Hey, shout out
to
the Blue Collar Bistro. Shout out.
Shout out. Go get you some grub at Blue Collar, baby.
I'll be there.
Code Ray will be
the
there.
Pods. That's where Absolutely. They let us get... have
beautiful
this gracious
spot.
Studio.
Oh, yeah. Fucking beautiful studio. Mwah.
It's beautiful up here. It's gorgeous. It's awesome.
Chef's
I love it.
Tits.
I'll join it.
I love that.
I'll join it.
You guys, speaking of Chef's Kiss, I tried my first scallop today.
You like it?
Scallop?
Yeah.
I like
what
scallops.
What is that?
It's different.
Scallops
it's a
good.
Seafood. It's like in a shell. Comes in a shell.
It's like shellfish.
You got scallops here?
No. He had some and brought them in.
He brought them in for you to try. I got the first time I ever got scallops, bro, was at Nagoya, and they gave them to me on accident. That's how the first time I ever got to try scallops.
Very interesting. And they're tasty, it's just a different texture.
I loved it, bro, because they were so good. I thought they were delicious. I was like, holy fuck, these are good.
But I don't eat much seafood, but he said it's like a pretty standard seafood texture.
Yeah.
So I just got to expand my palate more.
You like crab legs?
I do.
Crab legs are good.
I want to try lobster. I haven't tried it. He got me to try some tuna.
So the first time...
Some like seared tuna.
So just forewarning, the first time my dad told me just to be by a toilet and he was right. Only just because, like he said, the first time he ever had lobster, it went right through him.
That's what happened when I had, when Don the Alien, shout out Don, brought crab from Baltimore and bought it from Maryland. He's like, I'm going to let you know, this is going to, your toilet's going to smell wild and it's going to go right through you. And sure as shit, he 100% meant that. Because that was crazy.
I never had that with crab, only lobster the first time. I think it's just like my body just had to be like, oh, I know what that is now.
Now your body don't know what the fuck anything is
fuck
right
no.
now.
I want to try Celix, I want to try like a seafood broil. I'm talking about like
Mizzou, bro. Who was I talking to? I was talking to,
we need to get down, bro. We need to have like a tour getting some grub.
I was talking to
let's make a list and like go to these restaurants, like a five restaurants this summer or something.
Toledo, I think, has like a seafood broil place.
But, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Anywhere. We got to pick one from each category.
But there's this dude we're working for, and you know, I was conversating. He was from Louisiana, moved up here to be with his old lady and shit. And I was like, oh, you know, it's cool and stuff. Started talking to him about the Saints and stuff.
Immediately started talking about food. Don't lie to me. I know you talk
about
food. Oh,
yeah. I was like, bro.
You talk about food all the time.
Yeah, I was like, bro, I'm like, you got that authentic crawfish broil down there. He's like, yeah, bro, he's like, that shit up here ain't nothing like down there. And I'm like, I bet, dude. I'm like, he says, like, they drive down there once a year, just, you know, visit family and stuff, do a big broil, and he brings back crawfish from down there because he's like, that's the best. He's like,
well, yeah, duh, you're going to want to do that because it's like coming here.
He said he just throws them on ice and it like stings them. They just freeze, like it don't kill them, it just stings them.
Yep.
And I'm like, damn, that's crazy. And he said he drive the whole way here and then he'll make his own broil back here. And I'm like, dog, that's so sick.
I love that. One more thing I want to talk about. And Cody Ray, I would love your input on this. Even if you don't know much or anything of it, I would love to hear what you have to say purposely on this one. Stephon Diggs got traded to the Texans today as we were recording. Right now, your immediate input on Stephon Diggs being traded to the Texans. What do you think?
Is that baseball?
No, it's football.
Close. Football. You got it. What? I want to hear what you think the Texans are going to do. You got it? Spitball. I want to know what you have to say.
What position does he play?
Wide receiver. It's all the information I'm giving you. Tell me what you think the Texans are about to do now.
Throw the ball.
Damn, he's good.
Good.
He's good. This guy's good.
Unless it's just a...
Uh-oh.
Unless it's just a front.
Unless it's just running.
What do you mean?
Plays.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Maybe they want him to think that they're just going to throw the ball to this Stephon Diggs character.
And then they're, they're just going to run the ball.
They're just going to run it.
Yep.
How you feeling on it?
Super Bowl or bust?
Super Bowl or bust?
Yep.
I'm terrified. I'm absolutely terrified of this dynasty team that was created. Super. Dalton Schultz is tight end. Tank Dell, Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs as a wide receiver, Joe Mixon in the running back, and CJ Stroud in quarterback.
Oh, yeah, bro. Super Bowl or bust.
They got Mixon and Stroud? Or Stroud's still there because he's from Ohio State. Yeah. They got Mixon?
They got Mixon. Mixon went to the Texans.
This past season.
Yep.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Dude, tell you, brother.
It's just a ploy.
R.I.P. to Cincy.
They're going to run it with Mixon.
Hey.
Stroud can run back too, can he? Is Stroud fast?
Stroud can run a little bit, but he's not a big running back.
I can't really remember.
He's got a cannon on him.
He stepped up a lot last year.
He knows he's got an arm, bro, and that's why I'm like, he's so patient in the pocket.
I know that we're not talking sports gambling. We're not talking sports gambling.
Oh, yeah, I'll be back for football season. Don't you fucking worry.
The Texans' odds right now, plus 1,500 to win the Super Bowl. The same as the Bengals. I looked at it pretty hard.
Damn.
Looked at it pretty hard, and I was like,
"Nothing to throw to, bro." I put last week, I put some money on NC State to win it all. Payout was like, I don't know, 100 something bucks off of two.
Still dabbling good. Still dabbling good. My brackets are looking hot. Brackets are looking good for it. But no, I'm terrified for the NFL. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I'm absolutely terrified. This offseason has been absolutely ridiculous, and I hope to God we get Justin Jefferson. Hope to God we get Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, I'm excited for football, man.
If the odds are $1,500, you put $2 on it, how much do you win?
30.
30, yeah.
$30?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 150 to 1.
Mm. I think you said 1,500.
Hmm?
I thought you said 1,500.
No, 15 to 1.
Yeah.
Is it 15 to 1? Am I stupid? It's 15 to 1, not 1,500. It's 15 to 1.
I'm not doing it. I don't care.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to wrap up out of here, but there's something that somebody messaged me and wanted to do a small little talk on here real quick. Our local area has been getting hit with some SUI situations that are going on. We don't want to say because we don't want to get taken down or whatever from the algorithm and everything. But if you are dealing with some SUI situations, know that you got people with you. Know that you got your brothers and sisters. I want to let you guys know I love you very much. And the people listening, people that are watching, people that are subscribing and downloading, doing all that fun shit, love you guys very much. And everybody that's dealing with the shit in the hometown and everything, because we are a hometown people as well. Your thoughts and prayers and everything, whatever you believe in, with you on that shit. We're making hearts. We're making hearts. Hell yeah, we're making hearts. Love that. Guys, love you guys very much.
Yes, sir.
Hope you guys are enjoying what we're doing. Make sure you guys are doing everything that we tell you to do. Love you guys. Peace. Don't do anything we wouldn't do. Peace. Shut up.